As we talk about weekend events and activities, Art Lewis, you are involved in an activity with your broadcast tomorrow.
Indeed. We're going to be at Johnson's Giant Pumpkin Farm. Don't check your calendar, folks. It's not really September or October. They're going to have a big craft show out there, 100 vendors or more. And the barn building and the outdoors, the barn building will be wide open in the outdoors. And they're going to make their donuts and all kinds of good stuff. So that's tomorrow. We'll be there from 8 to 11 at Johnson's Giant Pumpkin Farm on Portsmouth Road.
And when you have your broadcast of your show at 9, you'll have a special guest with you.
Jim Begick will be with us from Begick Nursery and Garden Center, helping you with your growing projects this time of year. And with a low water content that we have right now in the drought, we'll be talking about that a little bit.
All right. We'll look forward to an event happening tomorrow, again with Johnson's Giant Pumpkin Farm and the craft show tomorrow on Sunday, two-day event. More to talk about. And, yeah, we've had fun talking about this in the news at Sanford Rising that actually started on Wednesday, a series of events that started Wednesday, continued yesterday, continues today, big car show at 3 o'clock, a big parade through Sanford Saginaw Road at 6. You got a Jeep show, a runway show, some live music, a dusk hot air balloon afterglow at the Village Park. Then tomorrow with a community worship to take place. There'll be an ice cream social in the afternoon, some games for the families, hot air balloons going on, music at the museum, open house at the new Jerome Township Fire Station. Just a lot of things that are happening surrounding with Sanford Rising. And it's if you visit the Facebook page for Sanford Rising, you'll find out much more of the details. But all part of the community and its healing and trying to find a way that a year later removed that things are happening in Sanford with Sanford Rising and the surrounding area. Papa Pantry tomorrow. It's a drive-through. It's a food giveaway at Reese Elementary School in the parking lot on Center Street in Reese tomorrow, 10 a.m. until gone. First come, first serve. So it's open to all. There are no parameters, but just so you know, so if you're in need of a food giveaway, tomorrow, Reese Elementary School parking lot, 10 a.m. till it's gone. First come, first serve. Drive through. The Westland Guidance Center, helping to raise community mindfulness. That May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And so there's going to be an SOS Stomp Out Stigma event going on tomorrow, Saturday, at the SVRC Marketplace at Riverfront Saginaw. It'll begin with registration at 9 a.m. And the event raises the awareness of all stigmas, not just mental health, but it's a chance to take a walk, get some fresh air, and know that you're helping to draw attention to what's going on with the stomping out stigma. Tomorrow, SVRC Marketplace, starting at 9 a.m. with the registration. We have the Dow Bay Area Family Y presenting this Sunday from 1 till 3, a free community event to inspire kids to keep minds and bodies active. It's the YMCA's Healthy Kids Day going on tomorrow on Sunday, May 23rd, 1 till 3 p.m. It's free. It's open to the public. A YMCA membership is not required to attend, with educational activities, some team building, basketball, swimming, more, games and activities hosted outside, all part of the YMCA's Healthy Kids Day at the Dow Bay Area Family Y on Sunday. Got a food pantry giveaway at St. Dominic Parish. This is going on next Tuesday, May 25th, so I'll mark that down. The food pantry presented by St. Dominic Parish next Tuesday, May 25th, 1 o'clock until food's gone. And it's at the Peter and Paul Church, St. Peter and Paul Church on West Michigan in Saginaw. This coming Tuesday, starting at 1 o'clock. The League of Women Voters of Saginaw County will host a Making Democracy Work membership meeting, and this is next Wednesday from 5 till 7 p.m., and you join via Zoom, and to do that, you get information, you send and ask for information by sending a message to LWV, League Women Voters, Saginaw MI, at gmail.com, LWV, Saginaw MI, at gmail.com for next Wednesday's League of Women Voters of Saginaw County membership meeting. And remember, First Presbyterian Church next Wednesday, starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and every Wednesday. Or I should say starting at 1 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning. I think I said 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That's in the winter. 9 o'clock in the morning, the food and personal giveaways on a first-come, first-served basis. The Ecumenical Food Pantry, First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw, Court and Webster, Wednesday, 9 a.m., first-come, first-serve until it's gone for that day.